Cabo Verde's historic World Cup moment. Some sporting moments last far longer than the final whistle. For one Cape Verdean father, a trip to the FIFA World Cup with his son became a memory that will stay with him forever. It was not only because he witnessed history, but because he experienced the incredible power of respect, friendship, and national pride. On June 21, he and his son traveled to Miami to cheer for Cabo Verde as the nation's soccer team faced Uruguay. Like thousands of supporters wearing their country's colors, they hoped to see a memorable performance. What they witnessed exceeded every expectation. The atmosphere inside the stadium was unforgettable. Fans from every corner of the world filled the stands, creating a celebration that reached far beyond the competition. Sitting beside the father and son was a couple proudly wearing Uruguay jerseys. Although they supported the opposing team, they shared an unexpected admiration for Cabo Verde's legendary goalkeeper, Vozinha. Before the match began, they asked for help finding the goalkeeper's Instagram page. Throughout the game, they cheered his name and even attempted to sing alongside the Cabo Verde supporters. Their enthusiasm showed that true sportsmanship often crosses national borders. Then came the unforgettable moment. Just seconds before Cabo Verde scored its historic first FIFA World Cup goal, the Uruguayan fan smiled confidently and declared, "Cabo Verde is going to score now." Incredibly, only a moment later, the ball hit the back of the net. The stadium erupted. The excited supporter leaped to his feet, turned toward the father, and shouted, "I told you!" Although they had arrived wearing different jerseys, they celebrated together as if they had been lifelong supporters of the same team. The match eventually ended in a thrilling 2-2 draw. But another touching moment was still waiting to happen. After the final whistle, the Uruguayan woman reached into her bag, pulled out a dark blue shirt, the color of Cabo Verde, and slipped it on over the light blue shirt she had been wearing. Then she and her husband asked if they could take a photo together. That simple gesture spoke louder than any scoreboard. For the father, it became clear that the journey represented something much greater than soccer. It reflected the ability of sports to bring strangers together, erase differences, and create lasting friendships built on mutual respect. His own story reflects the journey of many Cape Verdeans. Born on the island of Santo Antão and raised on Santiago, home to the nation's capital of Praia, he eventually immigrated to the United States while carrying his homeland in his heart. Although Portuguese is the country's official language, Cape Verdean Creole remains the language that connects its people to their culture and identity. Today, he works as a financial coach, helping families build brighter futures. That perspective has shaped the way he views his country's remarkable World Cup appearance. Instead of seeing only goals and final scores, he sees the power of vision, preparation, and belief. Cabo Verde may have a population of just over 500,000 people, making it one of Africa's smallest nations. Still, its achievements continue to demonstrate that greatness is never determined by size. Determination, resilience, faith, and courage have always been among the country's greatest strengths. The historic tournament reminded the world that every nation, regardless of population or geography, deserves the opportunity to dream big. Sometimes, those dreams inspire not only the people wearing the jersey, but also those sitting beside them. In the end, the greatest victory was not simply scoring Cabo Verde's first World Cup goal. It was showing millions of people that respect, hope, and unity are among the most powerful forces in sports and in life.